Welcome back. It is Hard Fact to Nigeria. In food, herring put Hanka Dam Dow, 13 gunpowder fire. Discussions are on. Many thanks for staying tuned. Now, let's discuss the threat recently issued by the River State governor to retaliate against his own political party. Yes, indeed. And his threat, by the way, is to engage in what can possibly be described as an all-new level of anti-party activity, a level of anti-party activity possibly never before witnessed in the history of anti-party activities. So, here's the story. But before we get to the governor's threat, here is some background to what exactly transpired. The PDP national leadership has taken over the party's court cases against the APC and a court candidate in Rivers State when the appeal came up in court yesterday. Senior Advocate of Nigeria, Johnson Usman, announced his appearance as the new lawyer. Also, one of the lawyers hired by the PDP in Rivers State to represent the party in its lawsuit against the APC and the court, DK Udena, informed the court that they have been debriefed on the matter following a letter from the National Legal Advisor of the PDP. A three-man panel of the appeal led by Justice Joseph later adjourned the matter to Friday for hearing. Now, lawyer to the PDP National Working Committee, Johnson Usman, spoke to Newsman, and here's what the PDP's lawyer, or some of what the PDP's lawyer had to say on the matter.
I am in court this morning because the People's Democratic Party, PDP, through its national legal advisor, briefed me to take over an appeal filed by PDP against INEC and candidates of other political parties, which appeal is pending before this Court of Appeal, Port Harcourt Division. By the PDP Constitution, every case filed is filed on the authority of the National Legal Advisor, pursuant to NWC resolution. I announced my appearance and informed the court that I was just briefed, and I pray for a short date for me to look at the processes filed and then take a position in accordance with my briefing.
So that's the background. Now, reacting to this, River State Governor Yesu Mwike threatened to retaliate the new move of the national leadership of the PDP. The governor spoke at a PDP rally in a Chair local government area of the state.
Mr. Rabb will hit them back by tomorrow.
I will hit them back by tomorrow.
Nobody will touch us when we get wound for anybody. And we have started it. We are voting for our people here. Now you have told us you are doing antipathy. We'll show you what antipathy is. We have not caught them around there. And then, now let's start antipathy. We're going to watch for tomorrow. What is going to happen to them?
Now, he accused the party's National Working Committee of working with the opposition political parties in the state to frustrate the matter.
Those of them in Abuja who are talking about anti-party, we don't catch them now. Now then they do the anti-party. And I told them, anti-party begets anti-party. You know, say, we carry this small party here. When they do what and where the law talk, we carry them go court. APC, SDP. And I saw what they do now. The people who are for Abuja who say they be national, they come go collude with them. Come write our lawyer letter. Make our lawyer remove hand. In order to kill the case, is well fine. I don't tell our lawyer, maybe remove him. The case goes back, no problem.
Let's talk about this right now. I'm asking you, who is engaging in anti-party activities as far as the PDP is concerned? Is it Governor Yesu Mwike of Rivers State, who is the mayor of the PDP, or is it the PDP at the national level? Let's get your take. Join via facebook.com/NigerianForPH, via Twitter at NigerianForPH. But joining me in the studio right now is Olalekan Ige, editor with the Independent Monitor. Lekan, once again, great to have you here in the studio today.
Yeah, good day, Diane. Thanks for having me here.
Let's talk about the governor's threat of retaliation. I mean, since I woke up this morning, I have been checking the news. I have refreshed the Google search page severally. I thought maybe by now on our news bulletin or some other news source, there would have been some announcement or at least some action taken. It's past five already. Specifically, it's 17, almost 18 minutes past five already today, the D-Day, when the retaliation is supposed to have taken place or been announced by the governor, whatever that retaliation would be. I don't know, maybe on your drive here or on your way here, or you have some secret hidden sources that you might not disclose. Are you aware what this retaliatory move is, or if there has actually been a retaliation as we speak?
But the government said from tomorrow. He said today, then later he said from tomorrow, which is from today. And we're just about 19 minutes past 5 p.m. Today is still about another 7 or 6 hours and some few minutes to go before we cross over to the 1st of February. I think the governor knows what suspense is all about. Remember last year, he did say something about making his presidential candidate known by January. And earlier this month in an interview, I can't remember, he had an interview with an organization and he said, look, he didn't tell anybody whether it was going to be January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 31st and all of that. Just wait. So I think one thing you can't take away from the governor is that he's a master of suspense, and I think he derives a real pleasure in keeping people in suspense. So let's say this is a waiting game. Let's say he has the ace up his sleeves, and we can only wait. You know, like we Yorubas, we always say, "Ashemeye bolaponi, jeko mujade katomo inkotoa ninu abo." Literally, in English, it means that he's just bringing out something from his pocket. Don't make any guess. He will eventually bring it out. So there's no need for him to say it is white, yellow, green, or purple. Allow the person to bring out his hand from his pocket, then you know what he's bringing out. So in this case, let's allow the governor to bring out his hand from his pocket. So
that reminds me,
the true call of what he wants to do.
That reminds me of a Yoruba adage as well, which in English is, the person whom they are bringing the new wife to,
yes,
does not need to stand outside stretching his neck. The wife is on her way anyway.
Yes.
So don't need to go outside to stretch your neck.
Definitely.
All right. Now, I don't know if you have a law degree, but I do know that you have been in journalism for a very long time. I mean, you have been following, and you know, you have a lot of knowledge about antecedents of politics and political matters and in-party, inter-party affairs and all of that. Should the Rivers PDP institute, or can the Rivers PDP institute matters on behalf of the PDP without the approval of the national PDP?
You know, that naturally, you know, when both parties, when I mean both parties in this case, I'm talking of the state chapter of the party and the national secretary of the party. You know, when both parties are in accord, you know, here this idea of the party writing to say, look, we are taking over the cases. More than often, the national secretariat is happy when a state chapter institutes a case and takes over a case on its behalf. You know what that means? It means they are not spending money from the national secretariat. So it means it's the state chapter that is funding and paying the lawyers that are. So when they are, you know, on the same platform, you don't hear of such matters, really. So it's safe to say, look, if they are together, you will not hear all of this. After all, you only need the national secretariat to say, look, we are aware of the matter in Port Harcourt and we support it. And that's the only thing, you know, the judge wants to hear. But in this case, we have the marriage between the state chapter and the national secretariat, I think, is broken down completely now. And maybe that's why the national secretariat is now beginning to bear its fangs or beginning to test its powers, you know, against the governor and the supporters in River State.
Mm. All right. I was going to ask this much later on, but since you've touched on it somewhat, I'll just go right to it. He said that the marriage between the PDP and River State on the national level, interesting choice of words, he said, has broken down completely. Not hit the rocks, not suffering, none of the needs of marriage counseling. He said it has broken down
and
completely.
I think both sides are going for the jugular now. I think this is not a case of a filing for divorce. They are not filing for divorce in this case. This one it's ended already.
Counseling can resolve this one.
It's gone beyond it's gone beyond counseling. I think both sides have just resolved to go for the jugular.
Does this signal that they have crossed the line of no return?
I've asked
this question in the past. You have said that, you know, politicians, you know, one day is like, how do they say it in politics again? One minute is like 20 hours is like that. Have they crossed the line of no return?
I think the line has been crossed there, Dayo, because you look at what has happened in recent times and you see that the national secretariat is beginning to exercise its powers. I think maybe for reason of accord, for reason of concordance, I'm sure they will have tried to manage a lot of things, but you've seen recent happenings, especially what happened in Emboyin, where the chairman of the party was suspended, what happened in Ekiti State, where the state esco of PDP was dissolved, and in one or two other states where the national secretariat is watching developments that are happening. I think the national secretariat is beginning to exercise some of the powers it has, and that's what's developing at the moment. So if you look at what has happened between the national secretariat and the state chapter of the party, then you know that both sides have actually crossed the line.
And once again, I still want to touch on this question. You know what? Once again, another saying in political quarters is, you know, they're no permanent friends, no permanent enemies.
Never.
It's just permanent interests. So once again, when we say the marriage has crashed, when we say they've crossed the line of no return, how about if the interests align again, or is there no possibility of that happening?
At this point, I think it's almost safe to say, look, there is no going back on both sides. You look at the body language of the national secretariat. I'm sure you're aware that the G5, the integrity group, had complained for probably more than 4 or 5 months now about what they wanted to happen in the party, especially the resignation of IU and the convening of a special convention to change the leadership structure of the party so that all the positions presently occupied by the South will go to the North and all positions presently occupied by the North will come to the South. That has not happened. The National Secretariat has been able to test its strength, and I think they've been able to survive that. I think they've had some kind of harmony, you know, within the National Working Committee of the PDP, which is why they've been able to last this distance, which is why they've been able to come this far and say, look, we won't allow some group who are not happy with some recent happenings in the party.
Pardon me, please hold on. Okay. We must go for a quick commercial break. Headlines 5:30, discussions continue, and after, deeply stay with us.
On your number one talk station,
you get a daily dose of news trends.
Crisis averted in aviation sector after aggrieved unions suspend strike.
Intense conversation.
She's among the ICPC board members. Oh. What has she experienced in life? She is a doctoral girl. She is there because she has level.
Sports and news to keep you updated all day and every day.
Join the conversation on your number one talk station,
Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dio.
Hello, welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria. Info and Harry Harcourt. I'm Dio. We've got 28 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news is up at 6. Do join us for that. However, discussions continue before then. The matter, once again, Governor Wike to hit back PDP national leadership today following court case takeover. However, our breaths are still held as we're still awaiting the retaliation. Here's the governor once again threatening to retaliate after the national leadership of the PDP took over some court cases instituted by the River State PDP against APC and Accord Party candidates. The governor said this while speaking at a PDP rally in a Che local government area.
Mr. I will hit them back by tomorrow. Nobody will touch us when we get wound for anybody. And we have started it. We are voting for our people here. Now you have told us you are doing antipathy. We'll show you what antipathy is. We have not caught them around there. Now let's start antipathy. We're going to watch for tomorrow. What's going to happen to them?
He accused the NWPC of the party of working with the opposition political parties in the state to frustrate the matter.
Those of them in Abuja who are talking about anti-party, we don't catch them now. Now then they do the anti-party. And I told them, anti-party begets anti-party. You know, say, we carry this small party here. When they do what where the law talk, we carry them go cut. APC, SDP. And I saw what they do now. The people where they Abuja that way they be national. They can't go collude with them. Correct our lawyer later. Make our lawyer remove hand. In order to kill the case, is well fine. I don't tell our lawyer, maybe remove him. The case goes out, no problem.
Well, still some hours to go before today comes to an end. I'm still waiting for what the retaliation precisely will be, or what display of anti-party activity or action the River State Governor has in store for his party, the PDP. But let's get you to the mask in you right now. Who exactly, in your estimation, is engaging in anti-party activities. The River State Governor, Yusuf Mweke, or his party at the national level, of course, the PDP, that is. Join a conversation via Facebook and Twitter at Nigerian for PH. My guest is still here in the studio, Lekan Ige, editor with Independent Monitor. Lekan, you're welcome again.
Yeah, thanks for having me once again, Dayo.
Via Facebook, Mesha Kigbo goes, Wike is the one playing anti-party by holding several meetings with opposition parties. Max Olo on Facebook goes, Kevin Dar, Governor Wike is just... creating some noise. He can retaliate anything. He knows the implications. National politics is different from local politics, where Wike has succeeded in making all the river's elders voiceless and follow. The national secretariat or the PDP will cut him to size before February 25th. Faith Figuero goes, we're still waiting for him to retaliate. About 6 hours is still there. How about you? Let's get your take once again via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, also via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The number to call at the appropriate time, 0700 93 093. But back to my guest in the studio. So look, the River State Governor has accused his party, the PDP, especially at the national level, of engaging in anti-party activities. And maybe they are. I will not sit here and attempt to be the judge of whether or not the party, whether the governor is right or wrong. However, the governor himself, maybe we can do some assessment of the governor's actions in more recent times, especially. Can any of the governor's actions prior to now, and possibly even now, be considered as anti-party in any way?
Well, I will say not exactly. And here is why. There is no law that forbids any of the governors from receiving any Nigerian from any political affiliation. Now, there's also room for dissent within the political party, meaning you can be a member of a party and disagree with certain things within the party. It remains within the party. You can express your reservations about some things that have happened in your party. Dissent is normal. You can't expect to have 10 people, 50 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, and expect everybody to follow the same route. Some will naturally disagree and want to vent, you know, their opinion, want to vent their voices. And in this case, for the G5, have they engaged in any anti-party until they make a statement to say, look, this is who we will be supporting? Then clearly you've gone out of the lines of what the political party stands for.
Just a while ago, in the course of this conversation, you said that the line of no return has been crossed. That does not signal anti-party yet.
Because as of today, they have not announced who their presidential candidate is.
But they have suggested they would not support the candidate of their party.
No, they are saying we are not supporting the candidate of our party
and that's
until certain conditions are met. They have not said we are leaving the party. They have not said this is who we will vote for. I'm sure that's what the party itself is waiting for. The party is actually also waiting for them to formally announce a presidential candidate. And I suspect that is when the national secretariat or the national working committee of the party will be able to bear, you know, its fangs or something. That's why I think they've been able to patch themselves and come this far. They just want that announcement. Just formally announce who you want to vote for. Probably the national secretariat of the party will now activate whatever plans they may have had. Remember, there are a lot of permutation and all of that going on, you know, especially for the governor who are not in support of Atiku. And remember, there are a lot of things people are saying. Look at what's happened in Abia State, where unfortunately and sadly too, the governorship candidate of the PDP died, and there's a new scenario in Abia where they now have to produce a new governorship candidate. That's already a forth and back between the state chapter of the PDP and the national secretariat. And unfortunately for the state chapter of Abia, it is only the national secretariat that can organize their primary. So there's some kind of, reconciliation, some kind of recompense, some kind of humbling, you know, maybe for both sides and all of that. We've also had certain, you know, calls or statements about what might likely happen in River State. Would the state escrow of the PDP be suspended or dissolved? Would the national, you know, secretariat say they no longer want the candidate of the party in River State? Would they write to INEC and all of that? But should I say, fortunately for Governor Wike Sadi, the Electoral Act is clear that as of today, you can no longer substitute the candidate of your party, because the Electoral Act is clear on that. Only two things can make you change your governorship candidate as of today. One is if the candidate dies, unfortunately, or if the candidate himself says, I am no longer contesting this election, I want to resign.
Oh, Lego.
Okay.
Pardon me. Still on the matter of, you know, anti-party activity. How about when the River State governor went to Lagos State and endorsed the candidate, the incumbent governor in River in Lagos State, who is of the APC, who is also contesting the governorship election
against the PDP candidate,
and his party, the PDP, does have a candidate in that election as well. Does that classify or does that fall under the realm or within the realm of anti-party activity?
Record that I'd already said both sides had learned to manage each other. Because in classifying what the party says is anti-party, because I'm trying to talk as a party-to-party person, it depends on the party. It's for the party to define. Remember, this is purely a party matter. It is only the party that can define what they think is anti-party. Because this is purely a party matter. Until the party says so, I'm not in a position to say the governor has conducted what is clearly anti-party or not. It's a party politics. Like I always say, only members of PDP can complain as of today. If you are not a member of the PDP, then you do not have the right to complain whether the governor is playing anti-party or not. So until the party itself comes up to say, look, this is clearly anti-party, and we're going to sanction you for it, then we can act on a statement that is a fact from the national secretariat of the party.
The River State governor has threatened his party, saying they haven't seen anti-party yet. Anti-party begets anti-party. As a matter of fact, one can infer from the governor's statement that we're about to witness the mother of all anti-party activities. This is going to be anti-party unlike ever seen before in the history or since anti-party was invented. And I asked some of the listeners at the start of the show today, they came up with interesting names or titles as to the nature of the anti-party that the River State governor might be intending to embark on. Someone says hurricane anti-party, anti-party gas bills, anti-party Pro Max Extra, anti-party splash sale, anti-party trilogy unleashed, anti-party overdose, and hyper anti-party, a barrage of anti-party, and it went on and on. What could the governor be planning? What could be this never-before-seen anti-party activity that... Or what are some of the options? Maybe it's a better way of putting the question to you. What are some of the options available to the governor as far as this never-before-seen anti-party activity is concerned?
I think the options before the governor are very limited. Probably one of the things the governor can activate is to get people of like minds within the party to move, maybe for the dissolution of the National Working Committee of the PDP, which is within the bounds of the constitution of the party. There are certain...
Would that be anti-party if it's constitutional?
What I mean is, within the constitution of PDP, there are things you can do to request for the dissolution of the National Working Committee. Can the governor do that? We are looking at options of what can be available, anti-party, what can be available to him as options. And I'm saying the options are limited, so to say. So I'm saying one of them will be get people of like minds, then let's get IU to go by force. Another option is to now formally get members of his G5 group, issue a statement and say, look, we have now finally discovered that the party does not want us. Therefore, we are now urging our people to vote for candidate A, B, C, or D. Then they now mobilize...
Of another party.
And now say, look, we are ready to mobilize our supporters. We are ready to mobilize logistics. We are ready to mobilize all that we've got to ensure that our supporters vote for this particular candidate. And please, do not even bother to vote for the presidential candidate of our party. That's also another option. Maybe another option is also to formally invite governors of the opposition political party, maybe all the governors of the opposition political party, host them to a conference in Abuja under the under Nigerian Governors Forum and say, look, we are formally decided to bring our matters before you. We are done with our party. Any decision you tell us to take care, we are ready. If you want us to vote for party A, please tell us. If you want to vote for party B, please tell us. Or should we share ourselves into two major political parties, which is major opposition political parties, APC and Labour Party? Can we share ourselves into these two political parties and, you know, tell our supporters to vote massively? So these are three options that I think are before the governor. Why the national secretariat also has his own option? So if it's anti-party begetting anti-party, then it means you expect that the national secretariat of the PDP can also become active and decide to say, okay, look, since you have decided to do this, then let's first of all dissolve the ESCO of PDP in Rivers State, or let's suspend the ESCO of PDP in Rivers State, or can we write a letter to INEC to say, look, we submitted the name of our candidate in error. National secretary can say, look, INEC, please, we submitted the name of our candidate in Rivers State in error. But what may be hanging on the neck of the national secretariat of PDP is that if you say you submitted the name of your candidate in error, the error must have particulars. So what are the particulars of the error? What constitutes the error? Have you suddenly found out that the document is submitted are not correct? Have you found out something that has that can be proven in law and say, look, this is why we want to substitute our candidate? And to be able to do that, national secretariat, we have to approach a court to say, look, we want another of court. They're recognizing our candidate and recognizing another candidate as our candidate in the state. There are a lot of options, but then who will lose ultimately at the end of the day? It is the PDP.
John, the conversation right now. Lines open 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well at NigeriaInfoPH. Let's get your take on the matter via Facebook. Gemini Wild Grace goes, I think Governor Wike is getting frustrated as the election is drawing nearer. Well, we're all watching as the film keeps playing. It is quite the drama indeed, filled with all the intrigues, some action, some drama as well, maybe even some horror. Definitely plenty of suspense, no doubt about that. To the phone lines now. Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello there, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
I think we're expecting Governor Wike's decision on who to vote on the presidential election. I think by now his advisors are with him, telling him not to do anything, because he's playing with fire, or he'll be playing with fire if he does that. From the analysis given by your guest, the end of this party has a very strong power to unleash on any state school. And I think he knows that. It's just that they're being lenient with him. If not, by now, either he should be suspended or the candidate of the party in the state should have been suspended. So these are things I think he has to think over before, you know, making any decision. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's get your take as well. 0700-93-093. Good afternoon, Dyer. The taking of the cases by the PDP, is it legal? If yes, then there is no anti-party activity from the National. That's from Dave. The game will be sweet now. Wike and his candidate followers will, in the course of supporting campaigning for Tinubu, work under Pastor Ankita Etonyoko, the Rivers APC Guba candidate who doubles as coordinator, chairman APC Presidential Campaign Council. All right. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome. Please go on.
Good evening, Dayo.
Hello, go ahead.
Our comrade EUNS from Oshiabu in Onega. Just like the guest in the studio has said, the chance of Wike are very slim. His choice, I mean, options are very few. We are waiting. Even though whatever he pronounced today might make him or mar him as Wike of River State. The decision of the national body, I think, is in order. The decision to take over the matter, they are the party, so they have right to take over any matter. I'm not seeing any threat from Wike shaking them, and I don't see that anti-party play that is more than that which he did in Lagos State. We are watching. Although he said tomorrow, that he has just emphasized tomorrow. Tomorrow, in other words, my niece, months weeks. Just like he said the other time, that on January he's going to pronounce the presidential candidate he's going to vote for. I think by 12 midnight, we will be counting the January off. Wike is in a dilemma now, I can see. The advisors are really talking to him. And we are all looking at him to see how he make Omar himself.
All right. Do I remember a second is enough time in politics, so the governor might retaliate by 11:59 p.m. tonight and for anti-party back to sender. I think both the governor, the NWC or the PDP are playing anti-party politics, so they should continue anti-partying themselves. That's goodness from Port Harcourt. Ibukbaye Michael goes, I do not see anything coming out of the governor's rant. Of course, we do not expect he would ignore the move by the national organ of the party. Let's just mind who we all want to vote as state lawmakers, governor and president. Hello, hard fact to welcome. Please go on. Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo.
Go ahead, please.
Good evening. I think Governor Nyesom Wike is a man of his own, and whatever decision he wishes to take, I think he is not of Rivers people for his own decision. And whatever decision he decides to take can either make him or mad him today or tomorrow. The NWC of the party, being the PDP, has every right to suspend him. And even the candidate of the party, the same group, they can suspend him. He has been playing anti-party all this while in the state, moving from one political party to the other, seeking for relevance. He even formed G5 outside the PDP. They say they are G5 governors. They are integrity group. Those things are characteristics of someone playing anti-party in the party where they have unanimously decided that the particular candidate, being the Atiku Abubakar, is the presidential candidate. I think he's frustrated. And back here in River State, I think River people know that the man is frustrated. That's why they are not taking him serious. River people are not taking him serious. Just yesterday, the convoy of the governorship candidate of the SDP, Senator Mandisinge Yabe, was attacked. And we begin to...
You have to wrap it up now, please.
Because of who attacked the convoy of the senator. And fingers are being pointed at the PDP. This morning in Opobo, the same thing happened.
Okay, once again, I ask you to wrap it up. Thanks for your contribution, but that's the motion I can take. I do have to move this along. Via Facebook, Adefolami Adekombi goes, good evening, Dio. The man saying it will affect PDP, in what way? I think he's referring to your comment a while ago when you said that at the end of the day, whatever happens, the PDP is going to be the biggest loser. I'm paraphrasing you right now. He's asking in what way?
Well, remember the PDP has elections for is participating in the general elections. And there are five positions on offer. The president, we have the Senate, we have the reps, we have the governor, we have the House of Assembly. If a party goes divided into an election, you can always expect what will happen. Rather than have a unity of purpose, you are now walking at daggers drawn. It means that some are likely to say, well, I'm not interested in this party again. Let me go and vote for other political parties. And remember, too, PDP would love to win the presidential election. It's the first time they will have to battle to win the presidential election once again after the defeat of 2015 and 2019. PDP is eager to take over the federal government of Nigeria. And if they don't go into this united, Rivers State has always been the PDP stronghold. So if you have this kind of division in Rivers State, then you expect that some other political parties will fancy their chances.
Very quickly, Lekom, please look into your crystal ball if you do have one. We've got some hours to go before the end of today. Might the River State governor unleash that retaliation today? Or do you think that we might have to wait longer to get it?
I'm not foreseeing anything today, Dayo. There's nothing to suggest that. The governor wouldn't take a unilateral decision. I think he will need to meet with his brother governors, the four remaining governors, to take a firm decision. I don't expect him to say anything today.
All right, and that's a wrap on the conversation. Many thanks for being a part of it. Keep the conversation going on our social media pages, facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH, via Twitter as well, @NigerianInfoPH. Thanks to my guest, Olalekan Ige, is editor with the Independent Monitor. Lekan, as always, great to have you here.
Thank you, Dayo.